You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump campaign claiming that foreign sources hacked them. They made reference to a Microsoft report that does say that in June, a group run by the Iranian intelligence unit sent a spear phishing email to a high-ranking official of a presidential campaign. ABC's Mary Alice Parks at the White House.
In its report, Microsoft said that it has been tracking election interference attempts from many bad actors and potential foreign entities. The White House saying that they take any reports like this extremely seriously.
During a Las Vegas event Saturday night, Vice President Kamala Harris advocating for lifting the IRS taxing of tips. Today, former President Trump saying Harris stole his idea. A second person has now been found dead after a house explosion in Harford County, Maryland. First responders searching through the debris for any additional victims. The local gas and electric utility is on the site investigating. Competition in the Summer Paris Olympics has ended with a spectacular closing ceremony this hour. This is ABC News. Former President Trump says his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, is dodging the press and taking his ideas. ABC's Zareen Shaw.
Vice President Kamala Harris proposing to eliminate taxes on tips during her Las Vegas rally, hours after the powerful culinary union endorsed her.
When I am president, we will continue our fight for working families of America.
Trump slamming Harris, saying she copied my no taxes on tips policy. Vice President Harris on Saturday also dodging tough questions about the Biden administration's involvement in the Israel-Gaza war amid recent Israeli airstrikes.
Brazilian rescue teams have retrieved the remains of all 62 passengers from the wreckage of a plane crash in that country. Right now, authorities are examining the cockpit voice and data recorder to find out the cause. Former commercial pilot and ABC aviation analyst John Nance.
The cockpit voice recorder can, in many instances, give us the information on what was going on between the two crew members.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Increasing clouds tonight with possibly patchy fog and a low of 54. Mostly sunny tomorrow with fair conditions, high 80. And mostly clear with possible fog tomorrow night and a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly sunny and our current temperature is 78 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, August 11th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Harris's rapid rise may lead to more interest in the upcoming Democratic National Convention and maybe even shorter campaigns. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles. We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
A Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. Anyone can request a bilingual ballot in Wisconsin if you have at least 10,000 people and 5% of the voting population speak a non-English language. Bilingual ballots must be provided. If you speak another language that's not offered on a ballot, you are welcome to bring a translator all the way to your voting booth with you. Just talk to the chief inspector at your polling place. Human trafficking is considered to be one of the most underreported crimes in America, but it's happening everywhere. CEO Zeta Community Marlene Sorensen says Wisconsin needs to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Sorensen says awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says an anti-violent crime strategy his office implemented has benefited Wisconsin's biggest city, with Milwaukee reporting a 10% drop in overall crime and a 39% in homicides in the first quarter of this year as compared to the first quarter of 2023. Garland says despite the success, the work isn't done and his office will continue to pursue investigations and prosecutions to help keep the people of Wisconsin safe. Data from the first 6 months of the year appears to show declining violent crime across 40 American cities, including Milwaukee. Back-to-school shopping doesn't need to strain your wallet. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin President Jim Temmer says you should make sure you actually need to buy things on your child's list of supplies. You might have some things like cleaning supplies, napkins, and other basic stationery on hand from last year. Be on the lookout for discounts or coupons and shop early to make sure you can find good prices on items rather than having to settle for what's left closer to the start of school. The Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin works to help keep people or families affected with autism find the supports and connections they need to thrive. Kate Hess, Executive Director.
What we're trying to do is build a network and a community of people who can support each other. So it's not up to us necessarily to provide a bunch of services for people. It's about connecting people because everybody needs something different.
While Wisconsin does a good job of helping those with autism and other disabilities, Hess says more can be done.
If you look at the services available in schools, it could be improved greatly. We talk about students with disabilities, and it's not just children with autism, but they need more supports at schools so that they can succeed later in life.
Just like a child with autism grows up to be an adult with autism, so the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin is also growing and learning.
We're learning new things every day. And so as people grow up with autism, we're trying to find new ways to support them as well. So it's not just supporting the parents or the children with autism, but as the children grow into adults, what supports and services are available for them as adults? So we're learning, you know, we're kind of, what did they say, you're building the ship as you're flying it. We're doing that as well.
Find more on supports and services available at autismgreaterwisconsin.org. That's autismgreaterwi.org. Organizations through Wisconsin that provide emergency shelter, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing are encouraged to apply for grants from the WIDA Foundation. Administered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, the WIDA Foundation Housing Grant Program aims to improve housing for community members with complex needs, such as individuals who have developmental or intellectual disabilities, people who are experiencing intimate partner violence, individuals with incomes at or below 30% of the area median income, and youth experiencing homelessness, and people with mental and behavioral health conditions. Grants of up to $50,000 are available in two categories: emergency transitional housing and permanent housing. The WIDA Foundation will award $2 million for the 2024 cycle, with awards to be announced in December. The grants are for physical improvements such as rehabilitation, accessibility features, and new construction. There is no minimum grant size. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations or cooperatives organized under Chapters 181, 185, or 187 of the Wisconsin statutes, community development, redevelopment and housing authorities, and local government, including Native American tribal authorities. Applications are due tomorrow. For program inquiries, contact WHEDA, that's WHEDA, dot foundation at WHEDA, WHEDA.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will provide free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through the 15th. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater. An estimated 10% of private wells may contain nitrate levels above the health standards, and nearly one-third of the private well owners have never had their drinking water tested for nitrates. The DNR will provide on-the-spot nitrate screening at the DNR area on the corner of the grounds designated Rooney Grain Way and 7th Street. Participants are asked to bring one cup of well water in a clean container. DNR staff will provide results as early as in a few minutes. Staff will also be available to answer questions and provide recommendations for additional testing if elevated levels are detected. Additional information about nitrates in the drinking water can be found in the DNR's nitrate informational brochure. The DNR also offers general information about private well testing. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that data from the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl is available. The survey indicated both stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The information from this survey is part of the overall survey of breeding waterfowl in North America. It aids the DNR in making management decisions about waterfowl in Wisconsin, including hunting season structure and harvest limits. Surveyors estimated the state's breeding duck population to be 502,058 birds, a 3.7% decrease from the 2023 estimate, but above the long-term average. The mallard breeding population estimate is 146,561 birds, 7.9% lower compared to 2023, and lower than the long-term average. The wood duck population estimate was 96,711 birds, similar to last year and above the long-term average. The Canada goose population estimate was 153,402 birds, similar to 2023, and significantly higher than the long-term average. Find additional data from this and other wildlife survey reports on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Reports webpage. And Wisconsin companies, on average, will pay 10.5% less in workers' compensation insurance rates starting October 1st, saving businesses around the state roughly $206 million on policies over the coming year. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced with the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. The lower rates reflect Wisconsin employers' attention to workplace safety for the benefit of workers and employers alike. The 2024 rate decrease approved by OCI marks the ninth year in a row workers' compensation insurance premiums have declined in Wisconsin. The actual rates that inform premium amounts vary by employers based on factors such as injury risk exposure. The workers' compensation program covers medical expenses and lost wages for employees injured on the job. The independent nonprofit Workers' Compensation Research Institute ranks Wisconsin tied with Iowa as the lowest of 17 states studied for the time employees spend away from work after an injury, thanks to the strong health care networks and return to work programs that support a smooth transition back to the workplace. Workers' compensation insurance rates are adjusted annually by a committee of actuaries from members of the Wisconsin Compensation Rating Bureau. This independent body examines and selects that methodology and trends that produce the proposed rate adjustment, which is then reviewed and approved by the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance. While the overall rate level will decrease by 10.5%, the impact of policyholders will vary based on specific circumstances. And today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Celine Lamont of Onalaska on ticket number 1028 and Daniel Bradford of Milwaukee on ticket number 2444. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Today is Sunday, August 11th. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. Family and friends are invited to join in a Celebration of Life picnic on Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We continue to see the low pressure system that's been giving some of the patchy clouds and showers over the last couple of days, and the stronger winds even, moving off to the east, so that is going to give us more fair and pleasant conditions as we continue getting not only through the rest of tonight, but also into the first half of this upcoming week as well. Getting into tonight, though, we can expect an increase in clouds. Some possible patchy fog can be expected as well, lows dropping into the mid-50s. For a Monday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with fair conditions throughout the day, highs upper 70s to low 80s. For Monday night, we're looking at mostly clear skies. Possible fog could be in some areas, looking at lows dropping into the mid-50s. And then getting into our Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a few spotty sprinkles if possible. But once again, we're still getting those warmer temperatures, upper 70s to low 80s. Now heading into our Wednesday, we are going to have an increase in clouds with showers and storms later on in the day. Highs still in the upper 70s to low 80s for the area. Getting into our Thursday, we're going to have cooler temperatures. Heavier rain showers are expected mostly late Thursday, overnight into Friday as well. Some areas could accumulate up to 1.25 inches of rainfall in that period. Mostly cloudy skies for Thursday and highs in the mid-70s. Friday, we're looking at a decrease in clouds with periodic showers and possible thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs, once again, mostly in the mid to upper 70s. And then getting into our Saturday, we could have a few spotty showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, we're looking at partly cloudy skies throughout the day as we head into this upcoming weekend. Highs are expected to be mostly in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Grandma. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny, but clouds are starting to increase with a temperature of 77 after a daytime high of 78 and a morning low of 51. Yesterday's high was 74 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1918 is 97 degrees with a record low of 39 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 64. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:11 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:03. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.09 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's greatest hits are going on now, and Macy's one-day sale has deals so good they won't last long. Shop incredible limited-time specials, like back-to-school looks for $20 and under, great home updates like bath towels, now $6.99, and 50 to 70% off fine jewelry, because why not? Don't wait. Our one-day sale ends Sunday night at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
And the Home Talent League playoffs continue today with the sectional finals taking place. And we have only one final to pass along. That's in the Eastern section. And that's Sun Prairie defeated Monona by a score of 9-3. Still playing today is Pine Bluffs Mount Horeb, at Verona. That's from the Western section final. In the Northern section final, it's Ashton at Sauk City or Sauk Prairie and Evansville at Fort Atkinson in the Southeast section final. So next Sunday in the Home Talent League Final Four Round Robin, that starts next Sunday, Sun Prairie will be either at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb or Verona. And also in the other tournament game, it'll be Evansville or Fort Atkinson at Ashton or Sun Prairie. Richland Center Volleyball Camp begins next week. T-shirt sizes are needed, especially for elementary through middle school players. To register for camp, T-shirt entry, and for more information, you can check out the Hornet Volleyball Facebook page or call or text Jamie Johnson at 608-604-7751. RC Volleyball Camp runs this week, Monday through Thursday. So that camp is being held this week. And bowling season is just around the corner. The Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled their meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have their annual open meeting tomorrow at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be elected. Rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. Also, the Major League, which bowls on Mondays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 12th. That's tomorrow also, immediately following the association meeting. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have their meeting on Wednesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. at the Phoenix Center, and the All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. League members are encouraged to attend their respective meetings. Each league sets their schedule for the season, determines their budget, and votes on any rule changes. Make your voice heard and attend your league's meeting. Contact your league secretary if you have any questions. Also, new teams and new individual bowlers should attend a meeting to become a member. All leagues have room for more bowlers. Santiago Espinal had two RBIs and scored the go-ahead run in the seventh inning as the Cincinnati Reds beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 to snap the NL Central leading Brewers' five-game winning streak. The Reds avoided a sweep and beat the Brewers for just the 12th time in their last 47 meetings. Tyler Stevenson homered for the Reds, and Joey Ortiz had a two-run shot for the Brewers. Cincinnati broke a 3-3 tie in the seventh inning as Spencer Steer's bases-loaded sacrifice fly brought home Espinal. And the Brewers will be in action again tomorrow. They'll be opening a four-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers at AmFam Field. And the first pitch for tomorrow's contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Elsewhere in the majors today, the Angels beat the Nationals 6-4. It was the Astros over the Red Sox 10-2. The Yankees beat the Rangers 8-7. It was the Athletics over the Blue Jays 8-4. The Rays defeated the Orioles 2-1. The Marlins beat the Padres 7-6, and it was the Guardians over the Twins by a score of 5-3. Also, another final that just came in, the Rockies beat the Braves by a score of 9-8. Other games going on yet, the Tigers are leading the Giants by a score of 5-4. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Also in the bottom of the seventh, it was the Dodgers leading the Pirates 4-2. And also in the bottom of the seventh, the Diamondbacks are leading the Phillies by a score of 10-5. And Sunday night baseball will feature the New York Mets at the Seattle Mariners. Jordan Love made the most of limited playing time, throwing a 65-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks on Green Bay's third play as the Packers rolled to a 23-10 exhibition win over the Cleveland Browns. Love, who signed a four-year, $220 million contract extension at the start of training camp last month, completed both pass attempts in his one series on the field. While the Packers got Love some work, the Browns rested starting quarterback Deshaun Watson, who is coming off right shoulder surgery. Watson has thrown almost every day in camp and appears to be on track to start the September 8th season opener against Dallas. And the Green Bay Packers will be in preseason action again next week, a week from today, as they will be traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCL 100.9 FM. Kickoff for that game will be at 7 o'clock, with the pregame starting at around 5. The Raiders quarterback battle, Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, has been even. Coach Antonio Pierce is ready for the competition to end. He said today that he hopes to name the starter after Las Vegas hosts the Dallas Cowboys in a preseason game Saturday. The Raiders will then just have one exhibition game before the season begins. He said he hasn't determined which quarterback will start, but like in Saturday's 24-23 preseason loss at Minnesota, each will get a quarter of action. The Browns' proposal to leave the lakefront and play in a new domed stadium in Cleveland suburbs has hit a major snag. In a letter sent to team owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam, Cuyahoga County officials say they're backing a proposed $1.2 billion renovation of the team's current stadium and are committed to keeping the NFL franchise in downtown Cleveland for generations to come. Earlier this week, the team unveiled renderings for a $2.4 billion state-of-the-art stadium and entertainment complex to be built in Brook Park, Ohio. County officials argue a new stadium does not make fiscal sense and want the Browns to fix their current home, which opened in 1999. The city has offered $461 million towards that renovation. Aja Wilson scored 21 points, and the U.S. survived the biggest challenge of its unprecedented run to 8 straight gold medals with a 67-66 win over France today. No team has been able to push the Americans during this impressive streak of 61 consecutive wins. Only 2 of those victories have been by single digits before the game against France. The 8 straight golds broke a tie with the American men's program that won 7 in a row from 1936 through 68. The women's victory came less than 24 hours after the U.S. men's team also beat France. This was the first time in Olympic history that both gold medal games featured the same 2 teams. Unlike the men's game, this one came down to the final minutes and one last shot by France that was just inside the 3-point line. Standing on the medal stand with her 3rd gold medal draped around her neck, Brittany Griner looked at the U.S. flag with tears streaming down her cheeks during the national anthem. She didn't wipe them away until after the anthem ended, never trying to hide how she feels representing her country 612 days after the U.S. got the American star home after 10 months in Russian prison. Not with all that this moment meant. Griner didn't think she'd have this chance again. Stephen Curry was thinking about 2 years ago after winning his 4th NBA title. The only thing left for him was to win Olympic gold. And in the ultimate moment, he made sure that the medal would be his. The U.S. is atop the international men's basketball world once again after Curry scored 24 points and led the way to a 98-87 win over France in the final at the Paris Games last night. It was the 5th consecutive gold medal for the U.S. and the 17th in 20 all-time appearances for the Americans at the game. Simone Biles stole the show at the Paris Olympics with a captivating comeback that had everyone watching everything she did, both in and out of the gymnasium. All eyes were on Biles as she won 4 medals, but the spotlight was bright enough to highlight new names, new faces, and some unlikely new stars. The Paris Games will be remembered for breathtaking venues, unprecedented accessibility, Snoop Dogg taking the starring role in NBC's record-smashing coverage, and remarkable athletic performances. Romania's Anna Barboso replaced American Jordan Chiles as the American bronze medalist in the gymnastics floor exercise after the International Gymnastics Federation restored Barboso's 3rd place standing. The International's Olympic Committee ordered the medal be reallocated. Barboso, after the Court of Arbitration for Sports voided an appeal from Chiles' coach that vaulted her onto the podium. And the final medal counts are in for the Olympics this year. So after the 16 days of competition, the United States took first with overall medals at 126. China came in 2nd with 91. Great Britain 3rd, 65. France came in 4th at 64. And Australia earned 53 medals total also. And the top team, or I should say teams, that won gold medals was the United States and China, both with 40 gold medals. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance Card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO.
Take it from me if you want a t-shirt to slip in. It's my my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down a hall and you're smiling at me, running your finger down a wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Me.
hair up to their shoulders, spend all their Sunday sober. Everyone she knows is having babies. They got tired of fighting with the clock, and their mama's always asking if she's ever gonna have one. She's boiling on the boys and the meditative damn mood. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. Their exes have to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No, no, no. Everyone she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks, but the bars are getting harder. They don't ever card her. And she's bored with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday night. She comes home late. She don't have to fight it. She thinks, ain't got. She's bored with all the boys, men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
That was Kenny Chesney with Everyone She Knows on Country and Community. And a reminder, coming up at the top of the hour, Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. If you like classic country music, folks, then you're going to love Old Country. So be sure to tune in to Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on WRCO.com, or you can listen on the Civic Media app as well. So it's Old Country from 6 until midnight on WRCO.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to others. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. This message has been sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
WRCO 100.9.
That was Shadaisy with Lucky For You. Tonight I'm just, well, tonight I'm about ready to wrap it up on WRCO. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. Got to head out of here to make room for Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks. I will talk to you again tomorrow. And once again, I said, I want to thank you for making WRCO part of your day. I will be back on tomorrow at 5:20, in case you're wondering, and I will be here until 8 o'clock tomorrow. I'll have sports at 5:20, and then I'll be playing some more great music for you after the Ag Report at around 5:50 up until 8 o'clock in the evening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning, too. Mr. Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show. So always a good time with Phil as he brings you great music, trivia, sports, news. Has Hank hang out in the studio with him a bit and does the morning show. He's just a busy guy every morning. He's a busy guy all the time, Mr. Phil Nee, Mr. Wonder Man himself. And he'll be bringing you that great entertainment for you tomorrow. And a good song to take us up to Old Country Time. It's a song you probably have heard on Old Country in the past, the original version, and the artist as well. In fact, I think the artist may even be on there once or twice tonight. You'll have to listen to find out. The artist is Loretta Lynn, and she joined up with Sheryl Crow and Miranda Lambert to do a remake of Coal Miner's Daughter. Then this is from 2010. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe.
Daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar.
She's smiling, Mom is under.